author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be free to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Defense of Humanity. I'm a co-host with Anita Whitney. My name is Ingrid Castle. And we've been networking, Anita, I'm not sure, maybe for the past 3 months, and she's literally an answer to my prayer. I realized as the director of Vaccination Liberation, we were facing a losing battle in terms of keeping people free from forced vaccination as long as we stay in the corporate structure and pay homage to the statutory system of their rule, which is really the rules of the corporation, and that they can make loads and loads of statutes. We don't even know what half of them are, and try to keep us in line through these statutes. And we really don't have much of a voice. So I wanted to just introduce the show In Defense of Humanity. It's about helping people reawaken to the wondrous and endearing qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current commercial legal structure that both government and business is built upon is actively working to take control of most organic life forms on our planet, restoring our unalienable rights. And preserving our planet will require the people to understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. And our first show is Introduction to Our Corporate Reality. And I'm going to go ahead and let Anita talk. She's like a walking encyclopedia. She's been wrapping her brain around this topic for, 5 years now, Anita?
Yeah, about. I came across this. Thank you, Ingrid. Yeah, I came across this reality in 2009 during the H1N1 pandemic. And I was trying to locate, everyone was broadcasting that they suspected that the government, quote unquote, was going to require the entire population, accept an H1N1 vaccine. And I was concerned. And, because of the experience I'd had with the Ohio Revised Code, I knew that there were rules about the public health department in the Ohio Revised Code. So I went to look at it and try to determine if they passed any, at the time I thought they were laws, passed any laws that could require the people to be forcibly vaccinated. And a lot of people talked about the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, saying that that had been passed. So I was trying to locate that. Within the Ohio Revised Code, it was a kind of a laborious effort because I finally found out they had passed that in 2003, and the current people serving as my representatives in Ohio weren't in office at that time, so they were completely unaware of any laws that might have been passed regarding public health, vaccines, or quarantine. So anyway, someone else tuned me into the fact that all of these entities are posted on Dun & Bradstreet. And I thought, no, that couldn't be. So I started looking at all these entities, from the Public Health Department for Ohio to the Public Health Department of my county to my state legislators. And lo and behold, every single entity was posted and listed and still is as a business on Dun & Bradstreet. So that led me to kind of scratch my head and saying, I don't quite get why they're all on Dun & Bradstreet. I took a look at the Ohio Constitution and I put that on my desk. I printed that out. And then I looked at the statutes that they had passed regarding public health. And they were like in complete conflict with one another. And that's when I started to figure out that we had a different form of government than I actually thought we had. The Constitution on the left side of my desk wasn't really governing what was going on. The statutes and codes of the corporate entities is what's going on. So that's right. Kind of a rude awakening, because most people think the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and that's what the law of the land is. And in actuality, that is not what the law of the land is. The statutes, the acts, the regulations, these rules coming out of these different agencies, we're being told that they are the law of the land. So Correct. We have a different system than we're being taught in school, than we're being told on the media. Our politicians aren't telling the truth about it. Most attorneys are not telling you the truth about it. What we have is a statutory system. They use the term statutory, but essentially it's admiralty law. It is commercial law. And that's what we've got. We're living in a world, a country that is run by the laws of commerce. Well, unfortunately, commerce is corporate law, contract law, and it doesn't really recognize or value human life. Everything is translated into a monetary value so that people can do business. Everything has a monetary value. Lives, punishments, everything they put into this system now is connected to a monetary value, a fine, a fee, or a penalty. A lot of people know that this is going on. They just don't quite understand the significance. In fact, when you talk to people, go ahead.
I wanted to just ask you, like licensing is a huge thing too. We ask permission from the state to actually do business, and that's a whole other quagmire. And most states passed even it was about 15-20 years ago, and some of them longer ago than that, what they call the Administrative Procedures Act, that further empowered agencies with unelected bureaucrats to make rules that are supposed to be in harmony with these statutes, and many of these rules are not. And they pretty much do their own thing without any representation of the people.
Oh, absolutely. There's this wonderful video that people can watch on YouTube. It's called Why Can't Chuck Get His Business Off the Ground? And it perfectly portrays how even your local municipality or township can set a new rule or a regulation, and some of them can be completely unreasonable. And yet they claim that you have to have a license and you have to follow their rules or regulations, or they claim the right to fine you or penalize you. And the really scary thing is when you look at this structure, there is no limit, Ingrid, to the number of rules or regulations they can pass. They can pass 20 a year, 30 a year. There's just no limit. The people don't vote on all these new laws or penalties, which could be considered a tax. So they pretty much have free reign to fleece the American people, and that's exactly what they're doing.
All right, and then we're dealing with some court issues recently. We have a friend that was prosecuted mercilessly by what we consider a psychopath in our county, actually made fraudulent documents up, initially mailed her a notice to appear in court. It was date stamped on a Friday going to a P.O. box, and she was supposed to appear at 8:30 in the morning. And since she didn't appear at 8:30 in the morning on a Monday, they put out a bench warrant for her. And it's an unbelievable story, but we learned quite a bit from her case. But yeah, go ahead, and we're going to take a break. Stay tuned for In Defense of Humanity, a brand new show on RBN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, welcome back to debut of In Defense of Humanity. My name is Ingrid Castle. I'm the co-host with Anita Whitney, who is also a co-host, and we're presenting today an introduction to our corporate reality, and we actually have quite a bit to share. I want everyone to know that we are hoping to get a 2-hour show on the weekends. But as long as we have a one-hour show, we aren't going to be taking any callers. As soon as we open into a two-hour show, we're looking forward to having callers. But you can certainly contact us. I believe we have websites posted under host on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, and you can contact us through our websites if you have any questions or any issues or you want to bring some information forward, because we do really appreciate hearing from our listeners. So we were, you want to go ahead and just kind of take off from there, Anita, and go into more of an introduction into our corporate reality?
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you, Ingrid. I am a host of a website called the AntiCorruptionSociety.com. When I set up that website and attempted to get that name, I thought, oh my gosh, I'll never get that name in the world in which we live. I'm sure that name has already been taken. Sadly, folks, no one had that name. And to my knowledge, it's like we're living in all this corruption, and almost everybody I talk to knows we're living in corruption. It's just that nobody knows what to do about it. They think it's all corruption, but they're also unaware that we've got the concept of justice in a legal system that isn't the legal system we've got. So it's compounded by the fact that we think the government is one thing, when in actuality, the government is something else. On my website, anticorruptionsociety.com, a group of us put together a piece on the homepage. Anyone can go and look at it. And it says, USA Inc., it says our government is just another corporation. And it gives the history of how all this has transpired, starting back in 1871, when they put the organic constitution to sleep, changed the words a little bit, formed a new corporation in Washington, D.C., brought the states into this new structure, and changed the name to the Constitution of the United States. So the population was generally, and still today, the population is generally unaware that this second Constitution was put in place by stealth, and that when people take an oath to it, they are taking an oath to the corporate Constitution for USA Inc. So sadly, you know, all these wonderful patriots who are trying to bring back our Constitution and they're faithful to want people to be faithful to their oaths, haven't really accepted the fact that the oath that the men and women take today are to the Constitution of the United States, which is the corporation. And this is how stealthily this has all been done. Many attorneys aren't even aware of it. Our educational system was taken over by the robber barons about a century ago. So we've all been when trained and taught to believe that we still have this constitutional republic in place. Most of us have figured out, however, that this current constitutional republic that we all think is in place doesn't seem to recognize or honor any of the Bill of Rights. And you see this all the time. People are saying, well, they can't do that. That's violating the Bill of Rights. They can't do that. It's violating my rights. They don't understand that your rights are represented in a courtroom when you go in there and you challenge what's going on and say to the court, this is violating my rights. When you go into the courtroom today, ever since 1938, it is a maritime commercial court. And it doesn't recognize the Bill of Rights. It's all about commerce. Therefore, people keep going in there and they get trapped by the system because they don't really understand the system. And they aren't told what the system really is. I think we have found that there are lawyers. There's a wonderful book called The Great American Adventure by Judge Dale. He's written two. One is a smaller book called The Matrix and the U.S. Constitution. Both are available on the website of the anticorruptionsociety.com on the front page. And according to Judge Dale, when he wrote this material, he said that like 98% of the law schools now don't teach the Constitution. The only students taking constitutional laws are those who are going into government. So that means, and the reason is that our courts are not constitutional courts. So they teach all the law students. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay. We're talking about two different constitutions now. So they're not learning the organic constitution or the one they're taking an oath to, the constitution for U.S. Inc. Is that right?
That's correct. What they are learning is commercial law. What they are learning is contract law. That's what they're learning because there are no common law courts, nor are there any constitutional courts. So what they're learning is what we're trying to help people understand is that it's a commercial legal system. It is, they're in commerce. And all these lawyers make an awful lot of money in contract law, right? Ingrid, in fact, some lawyers have been quoted as saying, I'm not too eager to see the Constitution return as the law of the land because there's no money in it.
What I wanted to mention, too, I was thinking, well, we had the commercial break, and I was mentioning a court case here that was fairly outrageous. But what she learned, she went through so many statutes pertaining to how the courts operate, and she found out that what's posted on the Supreme Court website for our state, Idaho, they have their rules and procedures. And their rules and procedures actually trump what is written down in statute. And I found that pretty fascinating. So she started, moving from looking at the statutory law to the rules of the court and being more prepared than any attorney. She would not ever give them jurisdiction by giving up her right, giving up her rights to someone else representing her. And she's really has them in knots at this point, but she was forced into this. It's an amazing case. And Will Griggs, many people know Will Griggs. He's written about it and exposed it quite a bit. But, it was just such an eye opener for so many of us in the county, how deep the system is in protecting itself. I mean, right now, the latest is that the court reporter just absolutely, we all witnessed the court reporter refusing to write down anything she says. She has to get the the audios and transcribe everything. And she stopped to get the court reporter to actually record her words, and she just shook her head. She would not record her words because she was asserting, her rights to an appeal and objecting and all kinds of things. She wouldn't write it down. I mean, everything is just such a blatant railroad job. They do not honor you as a flesh and blood human being unless you establish that at the very beginning. And even if you do, they try to railroad over that in many different deceptive means.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You got to break their presumptions. It's really important, and that's the thing we have, what Anita, introduced me to, what she calls, and other people call too, it's adhesion contract. So I think we should talk about that after this break. Is that okay, Anita?
Oh, that's perfect. I'd love to.
Perfect. Adhesion contract, because we all are guilty of those. So please stay tuned to In Defense of Humanity. We're taking a short break, and you're listening to Anita Whitney and Ingrid Castle as your hosts.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity on Republic Broadcasting Network. We were just talking about how we were going to talk a little bit about adhesion contracts, and we all are guilty of signing them if we have a bank account, if we have a driver's license. All of these are contracts that we don't know all the terms and conditions. And even, you know, licensing, you know, for a business. Any time we are signing our signature to different contracts such as those, we don't know all the terms and conditions. And, you may want to talk a little more detail about that, because I'm always amazed at how easy it is to get people to sign stuff, and yet there can be like 10 pages and you want to take it home and read it, and I encourage people to do that. But, you know, you shared an experience that you had, you know, Anita, that you weren't even allowed that opportunity. So maybe you can share with people what these contracts can do, why they're adhesion contracts, and more importantly, what you can do to protect yourself and, you know, even being able to rescind your signature in a certain amount of time.
Are you there, Anita? Okay.
Sorry. I'm back.
We just had to do a little potty break, huh?
Yeah. What we've got here is once you understand and accept that we've got a system built upon contract law, not common law, it's all built on contract law. So every time you try to do anything, somebody's giving you a contract agreement, a form, an application, many of those have terms and conditions. Generally, an adhesion contract is when you are you're asked to sign an agreement. Sometimes they'll call it an agreement that they're going to provide service for you. I'll give you an example. We took our dog to the university vet clinic and we were giving all these papers to sign before they'd see the dog. One of the papers said, well, you have to sign this, that you agree to all these terms. It was one page. And one of the terms was, we agreed to pay the charges no matter what, you know. And I'd already been billed incorrectly by that institution, so that didn't make me happy. Then the other one was, if we couldn't pay the full balance, we agreed to pay an 18% interest rate. And I read that, and I went, this is a vet clinic at a university, and they want to charge 18% for the people who can't pay their full balance at the end of the visit. So I kind of drew a line through it and said, you know, initialed it. I drew a line through the stuff that the 18% for sure and handed it back. Now that's an adhesion contract because the individual or the entity with perceivably the most power, and in that case it was the entity that was providing the service that I couldn't do myself. They were going to provide me with the service. They were going to charge me for this service. But when an entity with more power sets the terms and conditions to an entity that has less power, you and I would call that a comply or die contract. You know, you either take it or leave it. Well, that's what an adhesion contract is. Sometimes they're unconscionable. There's another term. An unconscionable adhesion contract is when the terms that the higher power, the more powerful entity lays down on that contract are so unreasonable, and yet the poor individual seeking the service or attempting to purchase something, whatever, is stuck. Either, you know, sign the contract and get the service or go home. And that's an adhesion contract. Then you have other contracts, which are, you know, there can be other people who could do a better job of explaining contracts than I. I'm just giving you, this is like contract 101, okay? I have some experience in real estate where I got involved in contracts, and you have a living flesh and blood buyer and a living flesh and blood seller, and we put our terms down on this piece of paper, all of our terms on this piece of paper. We both agree to these terms. We both sign, and the buyer puts down earnest money, and you've got a deal. Now, that's just your straightforward. That's the way contracts should be. That is not the way most of these contracts are today. When we went to get a mortgage, we couldn't see the mortgage until the day of closing. They don't let you look at that contract ahead of time. And we went to the closing, and it said on the second page that we assigned all property rights to the lender. And my husband caught that. And I thought, okay, well, somewhere in this document, it's going to say we get all property rights back when we pay off the mortgage, right? We looked throughout that document. It was not there. So we took it home. We analyzed it for 2 days. There was no mention of us getting all property rights back when we paid off the mortgage. That is an adhesion contract. They would give us the money if we had agreed to make payments, but not question the fact that they had all rights to our property. That's an adhesion contract. So people are hit with these all the time. They don't know, they don't realize they're there. We're way too trusting. Government entities do this. Businesses do this. This is our corporate reality. They have attorneys that do their best to make these ironclad contracts and make them so one-sided that we should all be suspicious of every contract that we're handed. Maybe we could play the Karen Hootis. She is the former attorney for the World Bank. And she's been exposing this, and we have just a short clip to share. She's a whistleblower.
Yeah, let's do it after. Don't we have a commercial break, Manny, coming up that I thought we were, like, spending to, and it's every, like, 10 minutes. So I thought maybe we should wait until that next commercial break so we can get into it more. Okay. You know what I mean? Because we do have 3 minutes. Okay.
Well, that's fine.
Sorry.
We can do it after the next break, but it's just a short clip. It's only 1.5 minutes. Maybe I can tell people that there is a new YouTube, which is 15 minutes of Karen Hootis exposing the bankers in the bar, and it's called Former World Bank Attorney Exposes the Bankers in the Bar. It's on YouTube. Anyone can watch it. It's free. And it's 15 minutes of her really doing a lot to explain that they have created this horrific system that most of us are unaware of and find very difficult to navigate. And she admits it was done on purpose. That's our corporate
right. Reality. And she is an attorney. She's an attorney, has been for 20 years, and she worked for the World Bank for how many years?
For 20 years. She's been an attorney, I think she said, even longer than that. And
So she's a new whistleblower. Okay.
She is a whistleblower, and she's willing to blow the whistle on the whole system because she's finally figured out that even as an attorney, when you listen to this clip, and there is also instructions to hear the full interview, which I think is almost 3 hours. That's on the video clip. But even as attorney, she was surprised. So the bankers in the bar have created this system that even men and women graduating from law school are only vaguely aware of. That's why I like Judge Dale. He figured it out as a federal judge. And when he retired, he decided to blow the whistle on the whole thing. And he did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So here we have a system that we're trying to navigate that was set up intentionally to make it difficult to navigate, but angry people like you and I, we don't give up that easy, do we?
Well, no. I think people are born to strive for total liberty and freedom, and when they find that they do not have it and they've been enslaved in a less than obvious way, I mean, they want us to feel that we have freedom to eat what we want and maybe live where we want and make a lot of debt notes and stuff. But in reality, it's a different kind of chains. And so we really don't own anything. You'll find that out as soon as you stop paying property taxes. And, you know, there's all kinds of people that have tried to, get a loyal title and go around the system and restore it to what it was, you know, at the beginning of our country, and there's very few people that actually succeed, but there's more and more people that are always trying to figure out how to navigate in this system or out of the system. And I think we need to actually move forward into separating ourselves from this corporate commercial system, and that's where we're going. So you're listening to In Defense of Humanity in our intro show, Introduction to our Corporate Reality. Please stay tuned.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1
and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Okay, welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. We're continuing with our introduction to our corporate reality, and we wanted to play a brief spot from Karen Hudis, and I blew it last little segment. So let's go ahead and talk about that. Former World Bank attorney exposes the bar in her interview. And it's actually quite lengthy, and Anita has done a brilliant job just getting a small clip to so you can appreciate the full 15-minute YouTube that she's done. But it's about a minute and a half, right, Anita?
Right.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead, Manny.
What happened was in 1933, this country was declared in bankruptcy, and that's when you got all these states being incorporated, and that's when you got babies, when they were given Social Security numbers and their birth certificates. You see the names are put in capital letters. That's when we lost our courts. Our courts became maritime courts, and what the Federal Reserve banksters were doing was they were making an estimate of how many much tax payments over their lifetime those babies were going to be paying, and they estimated for each person it was going to be like $600,000 or $700,000, and they issued bonds, And if you look at your birth certificate and you turn it over, you'll see that there's a number on there. There's a CUSIP number. That's, you know, they would be issuing bonds for your babies, for the future earnings. And when you go into a court, it's no longer a regular court. And you're not given your rights as a citizen. You're treated as if you were a vessel, as if you were a ship under maritime law. I couldn't believe it when I heard about this. I thought, that's, you know, that's impossible. I read it about three or four times and, you know, from different people. And finally I realized, yeah, this is what's what. And when you pay your tax dollars, you're mailing your checks to a separate place. That's to the Federal Reserve System.
The maritime commercial system, that our courts are not what we see on TV. On TV, you see Law and Order. You see all these wonderful shows where you, it's obviously that they're seeking and they're bringing forth into the courts justice. That is not what's going on in our courtrooms today. Maybe people should go down and just observe and they will see that what you see on TV is not what is happening in the courtrooms. They are administrative courts. They are administering the bankruptcy of 1933. What's interesting is when I read about the bankruptcy in 1993, a couple years ago, it was hard for me to digest. It was so alien to everything I had been taught that in my case, I read it and then I kind of put it aside because I didn't really know what to think about it. I didn't know anybody who knew anything about it. I didn't know who to talk to about it. I read it on Barefoot's World. It's still there. It's a wonderful piece called Who is Running America? And how the Uniform Commercial Code got brought into our courts. I highly recommend that article. There's a lot of good information in it. It's probably going to be difficult, Ingrid, for a lot of people who believe that we have a constitutional government to read that and digest it and know what to do with that information. It was difficult for me.
It is. I find it really hard for a lot of people because we're so used to adding credence to the system in place. We dutifully get birth certificates on our children. Most people do birth in a hospital, though people are trying to birth at home now and questioning, you know, getting a state birth certificate at this point. But, you know, most people certainly, you know, have utility bills and, you know, have a driver's license when they get of age. Most people actually send their children to public schools and they sign an admission form that gives the state really the power to do whatever education they feel is best for your child. So you've given them that power, and we're doing it all the time. So it's important. You know, I was thinking, you know, really, frankly, when she said that on the back of the birth certificate, they put a CUSIP number, and this is the number they use. Well, a lot of us have tried to figure out, well, I want to know what my CUSIP number is. And it's not always real easy to find.
No.
Well, I actually sent off for an original of my birth certificate for another purpose back in 2011. And I'm just looking right now at the statement that went along with an original copy of the birth certificate. And they actually say at the bottom, after amount received for the birth certificate, a banknote number. And I'm wondering, is that banknote number? Because there isn't anything on the back, maybe on their original, but not anything that they sent me. And I'm just wondering if that banknote number is the CUSIP number. I'd be curious. Well, it's a nine-digit number. But
I was listening to one program where they gave out, I guess it was Vanguard. I can't remember whether it was Vanguard or one of the Prudential or one of those investment companies that people used to be able to get the CUSIP number merely by contacting them, and they stopped doing that. They used to be able to get it online. So enough people have figured this out that they're getting even sneakier about concealing this reality. But you're right about going. You take a child into school and you sign the paperwork. And I haven't seen the paperwork that they're using today in my own school district. So I don't know what the parents are agreeing to when they register their children for school. But I guarantee you they're not spelling out all the terms and conditions that they want to presume the parents is agreeing to. That's good for us, though, because here's another maxim of law. There's no contract. You cannot have a contract with undisclosed terms. It is not lawful, nor is it enforceable. So we have to remember that as we start to respond to this. We have to remember verbiage like that. A contract with undisclosed terms, and I got this from an attorney, is neither lawful nor enforceable. And if you think about it, you know, if my friend and I, if I'm going to sell my house to her, she's going to buy the house, and she sneaks in the fact that it's going to include my car, but doesn't bother to put that on the contract, right? How could she enforce that? Well, obviously she can't. If we don't have rules about contracts, whereas undisclosed terms are not acceptable, then we would just have complete chaos, would we not?
Right.
I mean, you can't enforce a contract when they have undisclosed terms. And this is going on every day because we're not looking at these contracts. I received a new terms and condition from my own bank, and I had to laugh because there's this 2 pages of tiny print. The first paragraph says this is a contract, and as long as you continue to use your account, it is considered that you will have accepted the terms and conditions. The second paragraph said, all the terms are not disclosed. And I thought, wow. In 2 paragraphs, they tell me, now that is a true adhesion contract. The terms and conditions are not enclosed. So if they tried to enforce that contract on me, they probably have somebody who might be able to fight them back just on that alone. I saved the paperwork. Even in their corporate courts.
That's good.
Yeah.
Right.
Even in their corporate courts.
Yes.
Undisclosed terms are
right.
That's tough to enforce.
Undisclosed terms.
Right. And that's what this whole school thing is, too.
Right.
Yeah, Ingrid. Anything. And the whole school thing is the same thing, right?
Yeah, it is. And I really want to emphasize to anyone listening to this hour how important it is to be really careful with everything you sign. You have 72 hours to rescind it. You can always ask for another form. You can cross out an initial sentences. You can add sentences. But when you are signing anything, that is creating a contract. And it's important that you know all the terms and conditions. And if you don't, then you can actually put that, you know, that you're signing it under duress because you want a certain benefit, but all the terms and conditions have not been revealed to you. So stay tuned. You're listening to In Defense of Humanity, the debut show, and on Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks.
Thank you.